And joining me live in studio this morning is Kelly Sigiuhara with the Sweetwater Cancer Center. Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing today?
I am great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for coming from Sweetwater County
to chat
with us today.
You bet.
Understand you're kind of making some rounds and doing some visits, correct?
I am. So my position is the Wyoming Cancer Resource Services. So I actually service Sweetwater, Sublette, Teton, Lincoln, and Uinta County. My home base is Sweetwater Memorial Hospital, and so they're my fiscal agent. But I do serve your community and a whole bunch of other ones.
Sure. So tell us what you do with your role and kind of what a day is for you.
So I reach out to providers within my region, and we try to reduce barriers on how we can increase cancer screening rates. And I also promote the breast, cervical, and colorectal program, which is a state-funded program. That program allows those that are uninsured or underinsured to be able to get either cervical, colorectal, or breast cancer screenings for free. So there are some guidelines that are required for that, but we're at the bottom of the barrel here in Wyoming. We're the second lowest in the nation for pre-cancer screenings. Yes.
Wow. Why do you think that is? What's the cause of that?
You know what? I've kind of come up with the cowboy up attitude. We play hard and we don't really take, I don't know. I always just call it cowboy up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure why we don't take care of ourselves. 55% of our population is currently insured and we are still not getting screenings. And so if you find out the answer why we are not getting screened, let me know.
I will let you know. Kelly Sigiuhara with the Sweetwater Cancer Center joining us this morning. I understand that March is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Is that right?
It's actually colorectal.
Colorectal.
Yes. So sorry.
I know you're good. I had that written down incorrectly. So tell us about colorectal cancer and awareness here.
So it's the second most common cancer is colon cancer. And they are stating, the CDC is stating by 2021, colon cancer cases should be about 52,000 cases of colon cancer in the United States. So it's very common, but it also is very treatable if caught early. So there are a lot of prevention that goes along with that. So we talk about at-home stool testing kits, colonoscopies. You know, no one wants to talk about that. It's a tough conversation to have, but just like any cancer, if it's caught early, preventative screenings, that's what they're there for.
So tell us about the preventative screenings, the ones that you just mentioned. When should people start looking at getting those? How often should they get them? Give us some of that information.
So colon cancer, you should start getting your screenings at the age of 50. If you do have a family history of colon cancer, there are recommendations to start your colonoscopies earlier than that. I would suggest speaking with your primary care physician. If you do not have a primary care physician, but you have some concerns, you can do an at-home stool testing kit. They're all over the internet. You can also reach out to a local health provider. They should be able to supply those for you as well. And then if you do not have insurance, the breast, cervical, and colorectal program that I help promote is a program that can get you a colonoscopy for free if you do qualify for that program. So at this point, you have a lot of options to be able to get that preventative screening taken care of.
And is this mainly just for men, or should women be doing this as well?
Women should be doing it as well. And so once you get that colonoscopy at the age of 50, they don't require it for another 10 years after that.
Again, we're speaking with Kelly Sigiuhara and Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And from the Sweetwater Cancer Center. But again, as we've mentioned, Kelly services a lot of western, southwestern Wyoming. So let's say that you do a test and the results come back that you do have cancer, colorectal cancer. What are the next steps? What's taking place from there?
Well, it really depends on your primary care physician and the partnerships that they have with their physicians in the following area. More than likely, you would be referred to an oncologist and you would go from there.
Okay. Well, Kelly, what else do you have to mention with us? Maybe tell us more about the programs you offer, specifically the insurance-based.
So the breast, cervical, and colorectal program is a state-funded program. As stated before, those that are uninsured or underinsured. So it does have some income guidelines. So if you're a family of one and you make less than $15.48 an hour, and obviously that goes up per member of household, you'd be able to qualify for the free cancer screening program. That is a 2-year program. So once you're on that, you'll be able to get your colonoscopy. And for any reason, if you were to get a diagnosis, our nurses at the state level are there to help instruct you and navigate you onto an insurance program, either a marketplace or a Medicaid, Medicare-based program. And so, and then the program, the Wyoming Cancer Resource Services, as well, just helping reduce barriers. So I do have resources to help with gas, transportation, sometimes some assistance to be able to help with utilities and rent, things like that. So once there is a diagnosis, we try to help navigate them and reduce barriers wherever we can. There is actually 5 other of me in the state, so it's that's kind of what we do every day, is reducing those barriers and getting our community screened. So
Kelly, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Do people just work first through their primary physician to get in touch with you, or do they reach out directly to your office? How does that work?
You can reach out to me. My number is 307-212-7517. That'd be a direct way to get a hold of me. You can go to the Wyoming Department of Health, to the Wyoming Cancer Resource Services page. That's an online application, which seems to be a little bit quicker than mailing anything out. But you should be able to get with your primary care physician, and they should know the ins and outs of the breast and cervical program. So that's kind of my goal as well, is just getting our providers to be more familiar with the program so that they can instruct the community members that this is available. So just trying not to find any excuse why we can't get screens. So this is just another way to be able to get people their prevention screenings done.
Kelly Sugihara with the Sweetwater Cancer Center and this program that's now available. Anything we missed, Kelly, that you wanted to mention?
Nope, just Wyoming Cancer Resource Services is here for your community. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, 212-7517.